Aikenhead Wing. How proudly you have stood on the corner of Nicholson Street and Victoria Parade for the past 65 years. A home and training school for the nurses of St. Vincent's Hospital. Dressed in your 50s blonde yellow brick, eye-catching as you light up in the late afternoon sunshine. Solid and unpretentious, a matronly reminder of the hospital you served. I walked through your front entrance for the first time in the February of 1988. I was barely 18, flanked by my parents who would never again be allowed to visit me in my small boxed room. I carried with me one suitcase, a bad hairstyle, feverish anticipation, and the inspiration of Florence Nightingale and Matron Sloane. Your first floor was the hive of the hospital. It was where we punctured our time cards for each shift, ate cold hot chips and congealed fried eggs from the cafeteria Bay Marie's, and spent endless hours in the smoking room, the most popular room in the whole hospital, where in a permanent smoke haze I learnt to inhale my fears and anxieties and made friends with women who to this day continue to hold me up. I lived on the 8th floor, a long L-shaped hallway with my room at the end next to the balcony where I flicked too many ciggy butts over the ledge watching homeless men in the Carlton Gardens wrap newspapers around their legs. I loved your glorious deep pink enamel baths, the single red telephone permanently in use, the light oak furniture in our pokey rooms, the itchy woolen blankets, the pineapple bedspreads. It was on your second floor in the training school when I heard for the first time the words, Foundations of Nursing. Never did I imagine in my naive 18-year-old mind that what was being laid out were the foundations of me. I learnt what it took to be a St. Vincent's nurse, compassionate, respectful, non-judgmental. I still strive to be all of those. It is not one thing that I cherish with such fondness, but all of it, memories of a time that have slipped away and become blurred with the paintbrush of nostalgia, as you are brought down brick by brick and another takes your place, I realise that foundations run deep and can never be wholly taken away. So, I say farewell to you, Aikenhead Wing. Your shift is finally over. Tiffany Plummer.